Prime Mobile.
KN4 TFW. Where are we headed, tennis or pizza?
Well, I feel like I'm being spied on or something, you know. Better look around for a hidden camera or something. Tennis.
Let's go the other day when it was pretty cold outside.
It went good. You win some, you lose some. I think we won a match apiece, and then we got beaten a tiebreaker.
Got some good exercise, and you enjoyed yourself. That's all that counts, right?
Yeah, it's not like I'm being paid to do this, so I'm just out there for the fun. Sometimes I have to remind myself of that, but but it is fun and exercise.
Kind of like me, if you're going to play, you're going to play to win.
Yeah, I mean, most guys are pretty competitive at stuff that they do. I mean, you know, sports, and I'm one of those guys. I don't like to lose, but somebody's got to lose, so. And sometimes it's me. So anyway, but I just remind myself, Babe Ruth was a home run king, but he struck out. What a lot of people don't know is he struck out over 1,300 times. So, failure is your teacher.
Okay. I usually play to win, let the grandkids win at least until they get to 6 or 7.
You're supposed to let them win?
Win a little bit so they can get the taste in their mouth, and then when they get a little bit older, then I show them what defeat looks like, too.
Just kidding. Yeah. I mean, you know, with them, it's, it's just about having fun. One of my oldest grandson, if he starts losing, he starts changing the rules. He's so funny. So I go, oh, okay, now it's this way, huh? You know, and yeah, and the score keeps changing, you know, stuff like that. And I just go along with him. It's a lot of fun.
A lot more fun to play that way, and let them win. I have to get a couple of wins in there, because once they get a little bit older, I'm definitely not going to win then, right?
I'll tell you, getting old is not for sissies, and but I'm going to play tennis as long as I can, and I hope that's a long time to come.
That's keeping you young, keeping you in shape and everything. You're doing something and not just sitting on the couch and vegetating, KN4 TFW.
Fine. You know, I used to work on cars, and I went out and changed the oil in my car a few weeks ago, and I can't remember, I did something else. It wasn't anything big. And man, I got through and I was like, dang, I'm wore out. And I used to work on them all day, every day of the week. So, it kind of surprised me.
Conditions that you're not used to getting in all the time like you were. You know, all that squat down, look under, get up, squat down, and that, man, that'll wear you out.
A little lot easier when you're standing under the car, too. You know, I can't do that at home. I have to jack it up and put it on jack stands and crawl under it. I don't even have a creeper now on my... I can't remember what happened to my creeper. But some guy was going to throw it away. I think it was missing a couple of casters on it, and one of the boards was loose or something. It's wooden. And so I took it from him and got the, because he's going to throw it away, and put casters on it. And I used that thing for, I don't know, probably 20 years. But I must have thrown it away. I don't know what happened to it. I have found, though, these mats that most people use them to take to the beach and lay out in the sun. They're just made out of straw or straw-like material. And, man, you can slide around on those things. Just throw one of those under your car, and you can just slide right under there. It's almost like being on a creeper.
That's smarter, not harder, in our older days. And that's what keeps us young.
I think they make longer wrenches. You get longer wrench, the more leverage you have, the less muscle you have to use to break the bolt loose. I've got a set of wrenches I bought when I worked at John Finger Mazda, and they're called Easy Red, and they're ratcheting on both sides, but they're real long, and I used them, and the head of them also angles, so you know, they're great for they were great for doing oil changes and breaking the nut loose for the oil on the oil pan. And those things, they made me a lot of money.
I see a little rainbow just to the left of the sun.
I'm looking at it, but I don't see one from my angle. But anyway, that's neat. Must be a little moisture up there somewhere.
And I'm hoping this winter weather pans out. I'd like to see me a little bit of snow anyway.
It's one thing, about this area, you know, we have snow and occasionally, and it's pretty and while it's here, but usually it gets gone in a hurry and doesn't stick around. So it's really not unless you're just stuck out in the middle of it. It's not, it's not too bad. I remember a snow we had a few years ago, and I had to drive I had a 96 Mustang GT then, and 5-speed, and I had to drive that thing home in the snow. But I got home, you wouldn't believe it, but I got from the Motor Mile to Driver's Rest, and but I just put it, most of the time I just put it in second gear and just let it, pull the computer, keep the engine running, and it would just, it'd pull up a hill and didn't have any problems, didn't lose any traction, because there's not any weight over the back wheels on this thing, so I'm surprised I made it.
I had an O2 truck. Trans Am, but all you had to do is just, if it was slick, if you just let out on the clutch, it'd start spinning all by itself. It didn't have hardly any traction at all. But they talked in the little wind and weather, probably on Friday, it said.
I was on Apple. Get out in it, and that's fine with me. My wife's going to Somerville, and she's coming back Saturday, and her, she has a Highlander, it's all-wheel drive. I'd like to see what that thing feels like in the snow, see how well it does.
Good, I know Mama's got a new Jeep. We haven't even put it in four-wheel drive yet, so that'll be interesting. I just got this Dodge 1500, but it does pretty good as long as I pay attention to where I'm going. T-Mobile. That's Rusty, isn't it?
And the voice sounds familiar, but not drawing a name to go with it right now.
KN4TFW.
Oh, okay. You and I have talked before. Yeah, I had to go make a run to Simpsonville this afternoon and come back and then go by the grocery store. And now I'm trying to get out of the grocery store parking lot so I can go home and maybe have some supper here in a little bit.
I guess nowadays that's just a feat in itself just to get out of a parking lot.
Well, fortunately, this one is just up from a traffic light. So I could watch. The only thing I had to do was worry about cars coming from my left. From the right, they were all stopped down at the red light. So I got out and on the way. Yeah, I had to go to Simpsonville, pick up my hearing aid.
Angles over by me. I'll go to the far end of the parking lot and I have an easier time getting out, even though I'm taking the left. And that, boy, if you go to that main entrance, then you're trying to get out, cars are trying to get in, it takes forever.
KB4CBA.
Oh, there goes the neighborhood, Ken. Things are doing fine until somebody let Dave in. Oh, hello, Dave. Go ahead.
I was here before you. I just had a phone call. Sorry about that. I had to take it because it was my tennis partner, and he canceled. I was almost at the club, and he canceled. So I just turned around. I'm headed back to the house.
Should be headed for pizza right now.
That just sounds like a personal problem, Dave.
Well, I got another game at 6, five o'clock, 6:30. So, but I'm not going to sit over there, you know, how long would that be? 2 hours. wait for the other game. It's only 15 minutes home.
Navigate this traffic on Wade Hampton Boulevard here, trying to keep myself from getting damaged. There's a Mustang. He thinks he really needs to go. There's cars everywhere, and he's just weaving in and out. That's an accident fixing to happen, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's like one on 417 this afternoon. I was going over 417 from Spartanburg over to Simpsonville, and this guy was coming around passing people. I mean, it's like a two-lane road, and this guy's passing, you know, every other thing you can see him passing. You can see him coming, flipping out to the left and passing and swinging back in, and I let him just go right on by me and keep going. I wasn't going to try to stop him or get up close to him or anything else. I just let him go. So, anyway. Well, David, you should just go find you some place to have you a pizza or a good burger and some fries before your next game, you know?
I ate a couple hours ago, so I'm not really hungry. So I'll probably eat me a snack or something before I play at 6:30. I don't want to eat too much before I play, but anyway. But yeah, I was glad that Mustang found me. I'm on Edwards Road, so there's a good bit of traffic out here for 4:30, but anyway, I know Wade Hampton's awful. I can't imagine. Go ahead and pick it up, Ken.
it's just bumper to bumper. It's a lot of cars out here today. I don't know why. Like you said, for the time of day, it is all three lanes. I'm coming in from the north, and I'm where am I at? I'm almost up to 290. But man, it's busy for sure enough.
Well, I took 417 over to Simpsonville. I had to be on, I don't know what that is over there, East Main Street, Simpsonville, to go up to my hearing aid folks and then come back 417. And it's two lane most of the way. You get on 146 for about a mile and then back onto 417. So it wasn't too bad until I got over here to where I turned onto 290 and 290 and Reedville Road intersected over here. And that was a zoo. But I got through it. Thankfully, it's a traffic light. And now I'm on the road my church is on. So it's a two-lane road. The only thing ahead of me up here is a school bus. And in fact, he's disappeared from in front of me. He must have gotten further ahead of me. And he must have been in a little bit more of a hurry. Or else he pulled in. Nope, he's still there. But he got ahead of me because I'm not in a hurry. It's a twisty road out here. Oh, anyway. Well, David, you have a good Christmas and New Year's?
I did. The family's all here, well, except for my oldest daughter, and we all got together a couple of days before Christmas, and people my age, we don't, anyway, my wife and I don't celebrate New Year's, really, because I don't really feel like sitting up till midnight. But it came and went, just like it's done every other year. How about you, Rusty?
Well, I'm going to pick it up here because I'm almost back to the house, and then I'll let Ken have it, and he can keep you coming the rest of the way back to your house. No, I had me and the dog did a pretty good thing. I was on the radio most of the time Christmas, New Year's Eve, and I flipped on the computer picked up the Fox channel on the computer at about 10 minutes till midnight and watched the ball drop, had my glass of wine, and then I went back to the radio and played radio for another 45 minutes or so, an hour, and then went to bed. And then got up on Christmas, on New Year's Day, and radio. So, you know, that's what it is there. And things are going. Well, guys, I'm about 2 minutes from my driveway, and my section of road, for some reason, gets awful busy this time of day. And I want to be able to get into my driveway without getting smacked by somebody coming up the other way, because I've got kind of a blind driveway. I'll catch both of you later, and y'all have a good one. And Ken, good to talk to you again. You pick it up. You and David have the rest of it. Good afternoon, guys. 73's W2T.
Good to talk to you again, Annette, and you have a safe evening, and we'll talk to you another time. KN4TFW. Go ahead, Dave.
You have a good evening. Always good to talk to you, bud. All right, Ken, go ahead.
And I was thinking in the background when you were talking, I was hearing that Mustang getting on it kind of a little bit hard. Be safe.
Jerry, I probably was. It kind of growls when I step down on the gas. That happens. I cut the mufflers off of it. Well, I had somebody do it, and so I just wanted I wanted more sound out of it than I was getting. Go ahead and pick it up, Jerry, KB4CPA.
Yeah, I kind of have to live vicariously through Dave because my car certainly doesn't sound like that. Glenn, handle his Jerry, and the call is N4DJC.
Giving him a hard time. It's actually sounding pretty good, but it was reminding me of that other Mustang that passed me a while ago.
Me.
No, this one was canary yellow, and I believe yours is blue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a real deep blue, and it's, what do you call it? I love the paint job. It's, kind of got metal flakes in it. I can't think of what that's called, but anyway. And but it's a beautiful color, I think, and I'm really enjoying. I'm thinking about getting a Bronco when they come out.
Knows, and that Mama's got a new Jeep, and that's that. I don't know, it's like a teal blue green color, and that we're really liking it.
Four doors, some of the four doors have started coming out, but I think the two doors are coming out in July. I may be wrong about that. But anyway, I've always wanted a Bronco, and so I may get a look at them. I don't know. I'll definitely miss the Mustang though, because if it's 420 horsepower, it'll get up and go.
So you trade the Mustang?
Sell it. I'm not gonna trade, because you know they're just gonna pay you wholesale for it at the dealership, and I can get more out of it selling it myself. But anyway, yeah, I couldn't afford to keep it and buy a Bronco, even though it's paid for. I don't think my marriage would survive it.
I hear you. Well, I'm backing into the driveway, so I'll let you go. I say 73, enjoyed it, and you have a good rest of the evening. KN4TFW.
Well, enjoy your evening, and good to talk to you. Go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, G. Glenn, I met Ken, I guess. You have a good evening. I tell you what, Dave, you already trying to talk yourself out of it. I tell you what, I don't know about, I haven't seen the two doors yet. I saw the four door, and you probably missed that power, that Mustang.
Well, I know I would, that's for sure, but I've had three of them, and this is definitely the most powerful one I've had. The other two were factory, and I think they were rated at about 225, something like that. And I took the cats off of the 96. I think it was putting out about 250 horsepower, but it's a big jump to 420. I'll tell you. I can't imagine driving the Hellcat. I understand it puts out about 800 horsepower.
That's good. 1969, for my freshman year at college, I went to a small college in Southwest Georgia, and it was the parking lot looked like a muscle car parking lot. I mean, there was a guy had a, I don't know, it must have been the second quarter, maybe a guy came back with a head of GT350, and that was a nice car. Now it was white with blue stripes, and they had the Z28s and all kinds of weird stuff down there. That's all we had to do is drive the cars around and do a little racing every once in a while. But that 350 was a nice one. I've seen a 289. Regular Shelby 289. It's been years and years ago that a guy in Duluth owned, and he bought it back in the 60s, I think. It was absolutely a gorgeous car. But in the 289, it wasn't a 427, but it was still a horse. So.
I guess my dream Mustang would be a Cobra, but I just, you know, couldn't afford one. And, so anyway, well, I guess my wife wasn't expecting me to come home. She's gone. She must be out shopping or something. guess I'll call her and tell her I'm at the house because she thinks I'm playing tennis. All right, well, I just pulled in the driveway, so I don't say 73s and, oh, hush, I put it in reverse. You have a good evening, Jerry, and we'll talk to you later. I'll clear out of here after your final KV4CBA.
Dave, hope you have a good evening. Good talking to you. Take it easy. N4DJC clear.
KV4CBA. KO4CKK.
KO4CKK. KV4CBA. How you doing, man?
I'm good, Dave. Listening to y'all's conversation is very entertaining. But correct me if I'm wrong, but did you get that new speaker for Christmas?
Did.
Well, I've been waiting for you to have a little time to play with it, to get it set up. Well, I know you're excited about it. You got it going? How's it going?
It definitely works good, sounds a lot better than the audio coming from the factory speaker, that's for sure. It didn't quite meet my expectations, but, you know, Steve, can't think of his call. Anyway, he demoed his for me, and his just seemed to do a lot better. But, I mean, that my antenna might have a lot to do with that, too. So, but it definitely makes a difference, and a noticeable difference. And I was looking at my waterfall, and I was listening to a guy, and he wasn't even putting... he wasn't showing up on the waterfall, but I could hear him talking.
Jerry, I was becoming excited for you, because I knew you had high, very high hopes. I'm glad to hear at least it's working out for you in some aspect.
I guess, I don't know, maybe I just had too high expectations. But it's definitely, it's because I just, you know, and I have a hard time hearing, my ears ring, and, I have a hard time understanding, especially some of the guys that I talk to over the pond. They have this thick accents, and they just rattle off their call, and run it together, and sometimes I can't get their call. And you wanna log in your QSO, so so it helps out a lot with that.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad to hear it. I just wanted to catch you before you got in the house. Don't want to tie you up. I know you're home. Go get you a snack before you got to go again, and I'll play 73 to you, and hope you have a good evening and enjoy your match tonight.
Did you have a good day?
Well, sir, it was another day above ground, and no cuffs, no arms behind my back. So, yeah, I'd say it's a good day.
That was good. It's always good above ground. Well, yeah, you have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. 73's KB4CPA clear.
KO4CKK, I'm clear.